than Jesus' blood and
righteousness. Good news for the lonely hearts that break. You are his
blood. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Greetings. It's just a blessing to be here this morning. We just thank God for another day. The sun is out. We've been getting some rain. We say thank you, Jesus, for the rain because it was a little dry. But we thank God for the rain. Everything is nice and green and beautiful. And it's just good to be alive. And we know that if we still have breath in our body, God still has an assignment for us, that there's still work to do, that there's still work, there's still a purpose and a plan for our life. And it's all about upbuilding the kingdom, leading souls to Christ, giving our testimony, witnessing to folk, telling them about the goodness of Jesus, telling them about what he's done in our lives and how he saved us and pulled us out of the pits of hell. That there's still breath in your body. That there's still time, there's still an opportunity. Don't wait, because this evening could be too late. Don't wait, because we don't know when, we don't know where, and we don't know how. But all we know is that we're going to leave. If Jesus tarries, we're going to close our eyes. We're going to close our eyes, and then it'll be too late. When the blood is no longer warm in your veins, it'll be too late. So just keep in mind that if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, you need to get to know him. You need to build a relationship with him. You need to receive him first as your Lord and Savior. You need to be born again. I don't know why the Holy Spirit led me that way. First thing, you need to be born again. Don't let nobody fool you. This is real. This is eternity we're talking about. This life on this earth is temporary. In these earth suits, it's temporary. We are spirit. And we have a soul, and we live in this body in this earth realm. But we are spirit. So when we are born again, we are already with Jesus. We are already with the Father in heaven, and our spirit. In the realm of the spirit, we already there. So it will behoove us to make it official, because that's why Jesus came. Jesus came so we would have another opportunity to get right, to be reconciled back into the family of God, because we had messed up. We were messing up. And so what Jesus cleaned up, what Adam had messed up, and gave us another opportunity. Most gracious and eternal Father, we come right now humbly before your throne of grace, seeking your mercy, Lord God. Oh, Lord, just have mercy on us right now, Father. Oh, Lord, we know that we've done things that you told us not to do, and we haven't done things that you told us to do. Lord, we ask that you forgive us right now of all our sins, Lord. Omission, commission, submission and contemplation, things we thought about, Lord, just forgive us right now, Lord. Wash us in the blood, Lord Jesus. Clean us up. Wash us in the water of your word. Make us pure, Lord Jesus. Make us holy, because you are holy. Lord, those that don't know you, touch them right now, Lord. Draw them by your spirit. Draw them by your spirit, that they will give their life to you, Lord, that you can come into their hearts. Lord God, we just thank you right now. We thank you for blessing right now the bereaved families, Lord God, all those who have lost loved ones. Father, that are no longer here with us, that can no longer hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Lord God, we just thank you right now for all those that died in you, Lord God. And Lord God, ain't nothing we can do about the ones that didn't die in you. But Lord God, we just ask that you would just draw by your Spirit right now all those that are lost, Lord God, that are lost. Father, we just thank you right now for what you're doing in this season, Lord God, how you're drawing folk, how you're moving, how you're healing, Lord God, how you're shaking and waking folk up, Lord God, how your presence is going out through the earth, Lord God, we just thank you. We thank you for this great awakening, for this revival that's going on all over the earth, Lord God. We just thank you. Have your way, Lord. We invoke you to come into our lives even more and just have your way, Lord God. Disrupt our busy schedule, Lord God, because it's all about you. Nothing we can do outside of you is going to last. Only what we do for Jesus is going to last. Lord God, we ask a special blessing on the men and women of God who in this radio station, Lord God, the technicians and the owners and the managers, those who make it happen, Lord God, the men and women of God who come through here preaching and teaching and ministering and giving their testimony and witnessing, Lord God, we just thank you for them, Lord. Continue to strengthen them and anoint them to tell somebody about Jesus. Lord, we just thank you right now for what you're doing. Lord God, just have your way right now, Lord. Have your way, Lord, as the seeds of your word go out through the airwaves, Lord. Let it fall on the fertile soils of the hearts of your people, Lord. Germinate and come to life. We bind the hand of the enemy that would try to, that the mind-binding spirit and the demons that would try to steal the word before it's able to fall in the place where it is sent to be the fall. Lord God, we just thank you right now. We thank you for canceling the assignment of the enemy against your people, Lord God, against your people, because you know his time is short. Lord God, we thank you that the people's eyes are being opened. They're being enlightened to the wisdom and knowledge of God and your word. Lord, we just thank you for your word, Lord God. We thank you for your word. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And we just thank God for the word this morning. We thank God for Jesus this morning. And this morning we're looking at Romans, the 15th chapter. And I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified this morning. And it reads as thus, and I'm starting at verse 12, Romans 15 and 12. And further, Isaiah says, there shall be a sprout from the root of Jesse, he who rises to rule over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles hope. May the God of your hope so fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound and be overflowing, bubbling over with hope. Personally, I am satisfied about you, my brethren, that you yourselves are rich in goodness, amply filled with all spiritual knowledge and competent to admonish and counsel and instruct one another also. Amen. Amen. And this, Paul is referring back to the Old Testament and what Isaiah said. And Isaiah is telling them that, because Isaiah was the eagle eye prophet. He was telling us that there was a son going to be born, and he was talking about Jesus, and he's talking about Jesus right here again. And he's saying that there shall be a sprout from the root of Jesse. And we know that Jesus came down through the lineage of David, and Jesse is his father. So even when a tree is cut down, long as the roots are still down in the earth, there can be a sprout that sprout up, that limbs can grow again and bear fruit. So this is what he's saying, that there's one who's coming, a sprout from the root of Jesse, huh? And he's going to rise up and rule over the Gentiles, those that are not the Jews, all of us who were able to be engrafted in by faith, huh? Because we believe, huh? Because we believe as Abraham believed, the father of faith, that we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that we are included in the family, huh? We are included in the family. And in him shall the Gentiles have hope. We have hope. We have hope because we were outside. We were outside of the will of God. But because of what Jesus did, because of what Jesus did on the cross, because he came from heaven and walked on the earth as a man, 100% God and 100% man, so that he can show us, be an example for us of how we can live this life through the help of the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us. We can do the same things Jesus did and more because of the technology that we have now. So we can reach more people. We can teach more people. We can minister to more people. We can get more people healed and set free in the name of Jesus. And that's what he was saying, that we have hope. We have hope because we were on our way to a burning hell. And while we were yet sinners, Christ came. He lived. He was born of a virgin. He lived. He was teaching and preaching and healing and delivering and setting free. And he died and he was buried. And he come up on the third day. He was raised up. He was raised up. And that's the hope we have. The resurrection power is our hope. Because he got up, we don't have to stay dead. When we're born again, we are new creations. Huh? When we're baptized, we go down in the grave, in the watery grave, and we come up. We rise up just like Jesus did. We rise up. So we're being identified with him when we go down and we come up, because that's what he did as an example. So we're dead to sin when we receive him as our Lord and Savior, because it's a precious gift. It's a precious gift, and you can't work, you can't earn it. We couldn't keep the law. That's why Jesus came, to fulfill the law for us. He didn't do away with it. He fulfilled it when he came with grace for us. But we can't abuse grace. We can't abuse it just because it's there for us. We can't abuse it because he'll turn you over to a reprobate. If you keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result, that's the definition, the clinical definition of insanity. So we have to do something different if we want a different result. We can't keep banging our head against the wall. So you've tried everything else. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. Because there's a precious gift called salvation. He's redeemed us. Only thing we have to do is accept him. Accept the Son, and everything belongs to us also. Everything that the Son has belonged to us also, because we're joint heirs with him. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. So everything that we're chasing, if we just seek ye first the kingdom, receive him. Seek him first. Seek the kingdom of God first. And all these things, seek his righteousness, huh? And we can't have his righteousness without Jesus, because Jesus, we're made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So we have to be in Christ. because of the finished work that he has done. The finished work allows us access. And this is what Paul is saying. May the God of your hope so fill you with all joy. There's a joy in knowing that we're going to be all right. That this is not it. That the trials and the tribulations that we go through, the day-to-day struggles we have with just making ends meet. This is not it. So we have hope. We have hope in Christ. Hope in Jesus because of the finished work. We have hope because he already said that he has went to prepare a place for us. That where he is, we might be. He ain't gonna just leave us and he coming back for us. He coming back for us, but he's prepared a place for us. So we have hope that this is only temporary. This is only temporary. So because we have that hope, there's peace. There's peace with closing our eyes, with leaving this earth behind, because we know that we're going to a better place. And it's not final. It's just the beginning. So there's a peace in that. And that's why I started out saying that if you don't know him, you can't have that peace. You got to know him. You got to be living for him. You got to be in right standing with him. There's a peace that passes all understanding. This is the peace that he gave the apostles. He said, I leave you this peace. Huh? And the world did can't give us that peace, and the world can't take it away. But when we have that peace, there's nothing like it. But that peace is only found in him. We can only have that peace when we have received him, when we're living for him, when we're telling others about him, when we're leading them to Christ, because that's the ultimate goal, is to lead them to Christ. Because he's the only one that can save them. He's the one that paid the price for them. We belong to Christ. We belong to Jesus. So we are to be his ambassadors. His mouthpiece, his hands, his feet, his heart, his mind in this earth realm. We're to represent the kingdom and represent the king. Because we're his representatives. So we have to say what the king says, huh? And we have to follow the rules of the kingdom, which is this holy scroll right here, this Bible, this canon. This is Jesus. So we must meditate on this. We must meditate on it, and we'll have that peace. We'll have that peace, huh? And joy, joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. There's a joy in knowing, not being happy, but having joy. Because we have joy. Because joy is all the time. Joy is the peace of knowing that we have Jesus and Jesus has us. And our faith is sealed. The Holy Spirit has sealed us until that day. Until that day, we are sealed. So we know that we know where we're gonna spend eternity. So we have joy, and that's our strength. That's our strength, is in our joy, because it's not about what's happening. See, happy is about what's happening. And if good things ain't happening, then you ain't happy. But we're talking about the joy of the Lord. Your joy bells get to ringing down in your heart when you know that you know. You have peace. You have hope. You're not at the end of your rope. You know where you're gonna end up at. You know how this all plays out. Because we're living from a place of victory. because Christ has already gave us the victory. We already triumphant in the finished work. That's why he said it is finished. And we're not standing in heaven in the spirit realm, but we're seated with him. And because he said it is finished, he is seated at the right hand of the Father. But he's still making intercession for us. He's still bidding for us. He's still pleading our case. He's still telling the accuser of the brethren, look, no, they mine. Ain't nothing you can do with them. No, take your hands off of them. Huh? They're in my hands now. So you can't do nothing to them. Huh? You can't do nothing to them. You can't have their soul because I have their spirit and their soul. Huh? And one day we're going to have glorified bodies that will match heaven. Fitted in form for heaven. And so we have that joy. We have that joy in knowing, huh? In knowing, in believing, the finished work. What Jesus did was enough. Because I told you, we're seated with him. So that means it's already finished. Everything that we need, he's already given us. It's already been provided. We just need to grab hold of it by faith. By faith, huh? And you're going to have that peace and that joy. The hope. The finished work on the cross. Because he's already done it all. Your healing, your mind regulated, your heart mended after it's been broken into a million pieces, huh? The warfare, it's already won. Because you're praying and you're speaking. We are speaking spirits, huh? Just like God spoke everything into existence, your words have power. Your words have more creative power than communication. Yeah, when you speak, you're framing your world. It's already in you. Everything you need, only thing you have to do is speak it. Speak it into existence. And that's how we can call those things that be not as though they were, because we have Jesus. And he's already given us everything we need. Because he said it is finished. And if we're seated with him already in the realm of the spirit in heaven, so it's finished for us too. It's finished for us. But you must be born again. Because it don't apply to you if you haven't been born again. You must be born of the spirit. We've been born of the flesh and shaped in iniquity because it came with the package. No one had to teach us that. But when we are born again, we're born of the spirit. We're born from above. We're connected back into the family of God through the finished work on the cross, what Jesus has already done. It is finished. So we have to connect with that. And that's through the experience of your faith. Because you have to grab it by faith. You have to speak it by faith. You have to walk it out by faith. It's all by faith. You have to believe by faith. That's the only way. The only way to please God is by faith. You have to have faith to believe it. Because none of these benefits you can receive, none of the promises, if you don't believe and you don't have the faith. You got to have the faith for it. Huh? The experience of your faith. That's the working of your faith. Back in the day, I would believe in God for little things. Now I'm believing for big things. And I'm speaking it. I'm speaking it because I can't let anything besides what Jesus said come out of my mouth if I want to see it manifest. I got to say what he say. If I want all these things to be added to me, huh? And that's how we gonna get it. That's how we get the hope and the joy and the peace, believing through the experience of our faith. As we go through, that's why our testimonies are so powerful, because it builds us up. It builds up. When we see what God do in our lives, what he's already done and what he's doing, and we know what he's going to do, it builds our faith so we can share our testimony with others and build their faith too so they can believe. It builds us up when we look back on where he's brought us from. And he said he would never leave us. He never forsake us. And we look back and we see that those times when we couldn't see him, we couldn't hear him, he was actually carrying us. He was carrying us. And we look, and it builds our faith even more. And so much by the power of the Holy Spirit, and it's all by the power of the Holy Spirit, because when we have Jesus, we have the Paracletus, the another one like Jesus. We have our comforter, our guide, our leader, the Holy Spirit, our helper, the Holy Spirit. And it's like it's bubbling up inside of you. It's bubbling up inside of you when God downloads something to you and he's done something so amazing in your life, just making your head stop hurting. That's amazing when you're having a migraine headache and you just can't wait to tell somebody, God delivered me from a headache, a migraine. My head was hurting so bad I couldn't even focus. And God stopped it. He delivered me from it. Or he took the pain from my joints. Or he regulated my mind. My mind was all over the place. And he regulated my mind where I could have the mind of Christ. And you just bubbling up with joy and peace and hope that when you tell somebody of what Jesus has done for you, that they will receive him also. And they will be as excited about it as you are. And they will be telling somebody about Jesus and what he's done and what he's able to do. And the gift, the precious gift that's available for everyone, whosoever will. That's amazing to me that he would do that for us while we were yet sinners. And all you have to do is have faith to receive it. Faith to receive it. That's all you have to do. So just be encouraged. I don't know where you are today. Be encouraged. Don't let the sun go down today without receiving him as your Lord and Savior, because you need Jesus. That's the only way you're going to be able to survive in these fiery darts. We're going to have the shield of faith, because the enemy's throwing fiery darts right now. He's throwing them. And we're going to have the shield of faith. So that's the only way you're going to be able to stand in these times that we're living in, is with the shield of faith. You're going to have faith. You're going to have faith. And there's a peace and joy that comes when you have faith. So until next time, just know that we're praying for you. We love you. Keep the faith. Until next time, amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust them at all times.
Baruch Atah Adonai. Blessed are you, Adonai. This is Cynthia Westwood for such a time as this. Jesus came to give us his kingdom. He is the King. Wind and waves obey him. The dead come to life. The sick are healed. By our King, we can overcome all the power of the enemy. For the Lord is saying,